Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here. Glad to be your hosts on The Good Stuff. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board wants you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. The Niobrara National Scenic River voted number one in river adventures in the Midwest and one of the top 10 in the country, according to Backpack Magazine, for tubing, kayaking, and canoes. And don't forget, the home of the Nebraska Star Party at Merritt Reservoir coming up July 28th. Find out more at visitvalentine.org.
Local, national, international livestock industry news. Livestock auction reports. Award-winning columnists, classified, special interest section, and there's so much more. You know what I'm talking about. TSLN, Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you check them out. TSLN.com, Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
PRCA Rodeo, well, not just any PRCA rodeo, it's the Deadwood Days of 76, 16-time Badlands Circuit Rodeo of the Year, 19-time PRCA Rodeo of the Year. And yes, it's coming up in Deadwood, South Dakota, July 21st through the 27th. Rodeo performances at 7 p.m. each evening, the 24th through the 27th. For more information, go to daysof76.com.
I was reading an ad that this newspaper had showing this purebred bull collection, and my interest was aroused by the line of cows, so I phoned for a catalog and some directions. He said, we're easy to find. Just turn left at the sign, then go east till you cross the bridge. Now the road's gonna fork, but just bear to the north and you'll see us up there on the ridge. And come early and browse, and if time allows, I'll show you some trophies I've won. This set of bulls are the fanciest by far that we've raised since our program's begun. So when sale day arrived, I left home at 5 with my checkbook, and she's balanced and full of money I got from some coyotes I caught, and my incentive check for the wool. And the sale's set to start at 1 o'clock sharp, but I'm up to my ears in confusion, because it's a little unclear which of these bulls here can adapt to the range that I'm using. Because they give you the EPDs and the family trees on each and every bull in the herd, and to anticipate a weaning weight like this would be totally absurd. And then they emphasize this here scrotum size. Now that just seems a little bit foolish somehow, because I don't care if he's got biggins or not, just as long as he can freshen a cow. And I want him to give the will to live to his calves when they're born next spring, because I got no control on Mother Nature's role and the types of weather she'll bring. Now as the sale moves along, with the bidding strong, the ringman gathers my bid. And it's a little high, but I came here to buy like the rest of the customers did. Now a bull like that is a little too fat. Why, look, he wants to lay down. And I'll eat my hat if a bull like that will work with a hot cow around. The next lot is kind of thin, but he's quite a lot more what I'm needing than the one before whose hooves were sore, and he sure'll need good feet when he's breeding. Because his life's going to change when the wide open range becomes the home of these bulls that I bought. And I sure hope they don't trade their cows for shade when the summer gets dusty and hot. Well, my old dad used to say, there's more than one way and you're sure never going to learn any younger. But this new school of thought that our industry's got, sometimes it makes me wonder. And I know it's a must that I learn to adjust to a market when it rises and falls. But the biggest mistake that I could possibly make is to pick a bull by the size of his, well, you know what I'm going for.
You didn't pre-read that one, did you?
No, I didn't. You caught me.
Kim, here's something that I seen posted on Craigslist. Free. To a good home. My girlfriend doesn't like my dog, so I appeal to you. She's a purebred from a wealthy area, and I have had her for 4 years. She likes to play games, not totally trained. She has long hair, so she's a little high maintenance, especially the nails, but she loves having them done. Stays up all night yapping, but sleeps while I work. Only eats the best, most expensive food. Will never greet you at the door after a long day or give you unconditional love when you're down. Does not bite, but she can be mean as heck. So, anyone interested in my 30-year-old, selfish, wicked, gold-digging girlfriend? Come get her. Me and my dog want her rehomed. I think some of you seen that one coming. Just a reminder, a ship in a harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for, is it? Think about that. And folks, keep listening to great radio stations out there like KWYR in Winter, South Dakota. They're the ones that bring you these programs and our little visits on The Good Stuff.